guys.
Well, was it good to be out there for the first time in a long time?
Yeah, it was fun. It's been a while since we've had a chance to be out there, and you know, after sitting last week, I think a lot of the guys were antsy to be out there, and glad we put some points on the board, but obviously a lot of things that we could do better too, so we'll use it as a really tool for us to get better and hopefully come out and play better next week.
And you got Ocho involved early. Good to see him get a touchdown pass.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's just he's really finding a role for himself, and he's you know, been practicing hard. He's very competitive, and you know, it's a good group we have out there. So, you know, we just got to continue to build, and you know, all of us, it's just we haven't played in a long time, so everyone's a bit rusty out there, and you know, it'd be good to get back to practice this week so we can really take what we learned from the game and try to get better in practice.
Did you see the hit Woodhead took?
Yeah. I mean, you look out there and I got hit and I jumped up because it looked like him, but you know, he's a tough guy, and he, you know, running off the field. I mean, he's unbelievable. Yeah, it was a good night, and they always do a great job. So they take a lot of pride in that. It's a group that's been together for a while now, excluding you know, Nate, who's stepped in. But they fight hard. You know, I thought we ran the ball really well. We stayed out of, you know, negative plays for the most part. And you know, when you're able to stay on track like that and put a bunch of good plays together, you usually get in the end zone. Well, I mean, we expect to go out there and score. You know, I think we had 6 drives, 4 ended in touchdowns. We were good in the red area. You know, the one drive, we got penalized and didn't make much out of that drive, and the last one was the 2-minute drive. So, you know, there was some good, there was plenty of bad. And I'm sure I'm going to see the film tomorrow and be disappointed with some of the things that I wish I probably could have done better. So, you know, we just got to build on it and understand the things we did wrong and try to make the correction.
Well, Tom, you're pretty hard on yourself a couple of weeks ago, last time we talked to you, about a long way to go and not having the offseason and all that. Is this the best belt or worked or played out there?
No, I think that there is a lot of things that I need to do better out there. I think there's a lot of things that we as an offense need to do better. I thought we defense really got us the ball in great field position early in the first quarter. We took advantage of some of the penalties that they had. You know, we got the ball, we got it moving, made some good runs, and made the plays in the red area when we needed to. But still too many things where we know we need to do a better job. So we'll all go in there and see the film and see the things that we screwed up, and hopefully go out there and try to improve on it.
Was there anything specific that you saw with Sean Jones? Because you threw to his side twice and connected the 2 good touchdowns.
I mean, he's a very good player. He's an experienced player. You know, nothing that we tried to, you know, really take advantage of. I think it just happened to be, you know, there at that time. But he's an excellent player. He'll be a good player in this defense.
You get a little chill when you see Woodhead take a shot like he did.
Yeah, he got hit pretty hard. I mean, that's football. I mean, there's guys moving fast out there, and especially on punt returns or any of the returns, that things are happening so fast, and he just turned his head, and the guy, you know, really gave it to him good. So, you know, he's, like I said, he's a tough guy. You know, everyone's worried about him as his teammates would be, but you know, hopefully he's okay.
You continue to have a lot of conversations with Chad on the current practice ahead of time on the sideline. Is that just part of your process of getting you two on the same page?
Yeah, you know, we've missed a lot of time, and I think that's the reality of what's happened this offseason. We've missed a lot of time over the course of, you know, 6 months that we really couldn't do anything football-wise. So a lot of it is just trying to continue to talk, and the only way you can make corrections is to communicate. So we're always trying to communicate between the two of us, and even with Dion and Wes. I mean, we haven't played football together in 8 months either, been on the field together. So a lot of it is all, you know, the receiver group, tight end group, quarterbacks, skill guys really being on the same page. So you can anticipate the things that are going out there. You can play with confidence, and then you can go out there and make the tight plays, you know, in those tight situations.
You can't shoot the ball. I mean, even though Chad's been an all-four receiver and he's been an all-four quarterback in the league,
it's the same thing. You can't just magically have two guys who are very talented sit down and be on the same page.
Yeah, not football. I mean, it's a hard sport, man. There's nothing easy about it. I mean, dropping back and finding the right guy to throw to, and those guys running the right route at the right depth at the right time. There's a lot of work that needs to be put into it. And you're right, it's not something that you just magically, hey, you know, let's talk about it, now we're good at it. You gotta put the work in. You gotta practice. You gotta make the mistakes so you can make the corrections. And that's what we're trying to do. That's what we try to do when we're in the game, when we're out of the game, we're on the practice field, we're in the walkthroughs, we're in the meeting rooms. We're always communicating so that when it does come to the game time, you feel that everyone's really confident in one another. And the guy that you're playing next to is really confident in what he's doing, so you have a lot of confidence in him. Thanks, guys.